Hi, my name is Caroline Sanders, and I'm in Group 4 with Caitlin and Perry's for the poster project. For our poster, we decided to focus on the cell cycle, and specifically ways we can help students better understand this cycle. We are all LAs for Dr. Zanzo and Bio 1020, and we decided to focus on the cell cycle because this is something that many students struggle with in this class. Since we all had taken Bio 1020 before, we discussed the ways in which we personally studied the cell cycle and came up with the best way to teach students about it. What we came up with was a visual representation of the cell cycle through the use of a graphic and explanations of each phase. The graphic we chose was a flow chart, which goes through each phase through color coordination. And then on the side of this, we explain each phase specifically and designate which phases are in interphase and which phase is in cell division. In the explanation, we go over each phase of the cell cycle, including the G1 phase, the S phase, the G2 phase, and the M phase. And then we go into detail explaining which ones are interphase and which ones are in cell division. Overall, we go into specific details of each phase and show how to differentiate between each phase. We hope that through the use of this graphic and this explanation, we're able to help our students better understand the cell cycle and improve their scores on their future exams. In addition to this graph, we can use skills we've learned in this pedagogy course to help our students. These skills include metacognition to improve memorization and encouraging cooperation of students through the use of websites such as Google Docs and Quizlets for self-assessment and peer review.